like to ask you. One is the difference between the game when you were managing and now. Is, you know, what differences do you see?
Probably none at all. Not as far as I see. Three outs, four balls you walk, three strikes you're out.
How about the level of play?
I think that's going to increase year in, year out. I think it'll just keep getting better and better and better. I think the young people are stronger, more intelligent. I think, you know, records just keep getting broken, 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 and broken. Now, probably some in baseball will never be broken. I don't see anybody hitting 61 home runs in a season. Well, I can't even say that because, I mean, the athletes are just so much bigger and so much stronger than they were in the old days, and that's not baseball. That's basketball. That's football. That's track. That's hockey. So you just have to wait and see, but I think caliber in all sports would just improve day in and day out. Equipment, everything.
What's your feelings now that you're not managing on the designated hitter rule?
Well, I thought the designated hitter brought more offense to the game. I think the people today like to go out and see the 8-6 ball game rather than the 1-0 ball game. In the old days, I know I was a pitcher's duel man. I used to like to go out and see a 1-0, 2-1 ball game. And I'm sure there are fans today that like to see that, but I think the majority of fans that go out to the ballpark today want to see the doubles and the triples and the ball go out, fly out of the ballpark, and I think it's offense-oriented. Same with football and the same with basketball again. I mean, all the rules have been changed to bring in higher scoring. And I like the designated hitter rule because you couldn't pitch around that eighth guy and get to the pitcher and end the inning.
So what do you say to people who say it takes away from the managerial strategy?
Well, those people haven't managed in the big leagues. I know I got a pitcher that's thrown 120 pitches and the scores 3-3 going into the eighth inning. In the National League, they've got a built-in excuse. They can take that pitcher out for a pinch hitter. But in the American League, you have to make that decision on your own. Should I send him out in the eighth? Should I send him out in the ninth? Or should I bring in a reliever? So that's a matter of opinion, too, and a matter of how a ball game goes. Just can't stop.
When you left managing the first time, how difficult a transition was it to a non-baseball kind of life?
None whatsoever. I had been looking forward to retirement for years and years. What do you say, Jimmy? For years and years and years. And that's what I chose to do. If I chose to keep working, I'd have kept working. But I chose to enjoy the last 8, 10, 12 years or how many years I have left in my life and do the things that I wanted to do. So it was very, very simple.
What made you decide to come back then?
Mr. Edward Bennett Williams, I had said when I left, if he ever felt that he needed me, that I'd be back. I had something like 13 or 14 offers in the interim from 1982 to 1985 when I retired and when I was in retirement and chose not to go back with any other ball club. And if it wasn't Baltimore and if it wasn't for Mr. Williams, I wouldn't have went back. But regretfully, I have to say that I'm sorry I went back. I didn't enjoy it. It was work, and I had become used to the easy life and the wonderful life of getting up in the morning and doing whatever you wanted to do, and it was a chore for me.
So you wouldn't go back?
No. No more. What? It has nothing to do with today's ball players or baseball today or anything else. It's just the fact that after 35 years of working in baseball, I was just tired of working in baseball.
35 years of anything would probably be tiresome.
It gets boring. It gets old. I want to say this. I don't regret 1 minute of the 20 years I spent in the minor leagues or 16 or 17 years. It was my chosen profession. I was the luckiest man in the world to be able to make a living at what I desired to do. And it it was enjoyable. I mean, I can't think of any other type of work or any other type of employment that would have satisfied me as much as baseball did, going to the park and watching Brooks Robinson play third and Frank Robinson hit home runs. That was just wonderful. But I reached a point in my life where I just wanted to be home and enjoy myself.
What do you think separates a good team from a great team? Like your Orioles in the late 60s.
A catcher like Yogi Berra, Johnny Bench, platoon system, Andy Etchebarren, and Rod Hendricks, who can give you 20 home runs. A third baseman that catches everything. A shortstop like Mark Belanger that will turn a base hit into left field with two on into an inning-ending double play. Two-out homer in the last of the eighth or ninth, Frank Robinson. Those are the things that made it enjoyable for me.
If you were going to start your career over again, is there anything that you'd do differently?
No. A dream of mine was always to play in the major leagues. I spent 9 years in the minor leagues trying to get to the major leagues, but was a little bit short of ability. From that point on, I wanted to make my living in baseball rather than doing anything else. Took a job with the minor league Baltimore Orioles system and was very happy and very content just being in baseball and being able to make my living in baseball. Getting to the major leagues was just icing on the cake. But no, I wouldn't change a thing. Everything turned out great for me.
What is your, this kind of going to sound like a silly question, I guess. What's your favorite memory of your career?
I've got too many, I think, to single out any one. But naturally, winning the World Series, I guess, is what you would call the best thing that can happen to anybody in baseball, being on a pennant winner and then going on and winning the World Series.
Do you think that with
First Jam,
with the salaries today, that it would be harder to manage than it was then?
No, I don't think so. Babe Ruth made $80,000, and Miller Huggins, who's in the Hall of Fame, made $2,500. So it's all relative. It's all the same as it was many, many years ago.
Do you think that building a team with free agency is more difficult than it was before?
No, I think it's balanced baseball out. Of course, the Oakland Athletics now have won 3 straight, but I don't think you'll see any dynasties anymore like the Yankees, who had the money. The Yankees, I'm going back now to as far back as the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s, where the Yankees just dominated everything, and the reason they dominated everything is because they had the money. And they were able to find the free agents. They were able to make the trades. They were able to make the deals. Everybody in those days had to go to the Yankees. They just have to. Now today, a good, smart general manager will pick out that one or two free agents that's going to put them over the top. And that's why you see different division winners and different pennant winners in all divisions each and every year. I think it's balanced baseball to the point where any team, any year, can pick themselves up with the right one or two selections and be a contender. And that's what the fans in any city want. They want to be involved in a pennant race come September. Now, Oakland, of course, they're payroll is getting, and this is way back too, when Connie Mack had to sell his $1 million infield. I mean, his players were making so much money that he just had to break up the team. And we're going back to Connie Mack days. And sooner or later, you just can only afford so many of these players, and you're going to lose them, which makes another club who picks up these players eligible or a contender in the following year. So I think it was great balance for baseball.
Oh, yeah,
and that's why the people today are going out. I mean, everybody's drawing like crazy.
What do you think about expansion?
They've had expansion in the past. The Mets, I guess it took them 9 years to win their first pennant, but they did it in the World Series, 1969. Expansion will dilute the talent. of all clubs to a certain extent for a while. But eventually, that will all equal out.
What do you think about Washington getting a third team, perhaps?
A third team?
Yeah, well, they had the Senators twice.
Well, they had, I don't know. Certainly, having two major league clubs with Baltimore and Washington that close together is going to dilute attendance for both teams. I mean, I think 30% of the Baltimore fans now come from the Washington area, 20% at least come from the Washington area. That might hurt the Baltimore franchise and might hurt the Washington franchise as far as drawing the 2 million or 2.5 million people that it takes today. Sooner or later, it's going to be pay-per-view. Just like it was in the fight game, it's going to be in the National Football League. Maybe there won't be anybody in the stands, but more people are going to be able to enjoy the game just by sitting in the living room. No parking problems, no $5.50 for a hot dog, no $6 for a hamburger. You can watch that game right in your own home, and you have your neighbors in and split the cost. And baseball, just like football and basketball, are going to profit by this.
You
didn't know I was this smart, did you? Oh, you are blessed. You didn't give it.
You mentioned the Athletics, and
we got one more question.
All right. You mentioned the Athletics, and they had about the same kind of success as your Orioles did, but then they got to the World Series and have lost two out of the three, and I think that's similar to what your Orioles did. What is it about the World Series that seems to lay dominant teams low?
In 69, it was the Mets pitching, and you mentioned names like Seavers, Kuzman, and Gentry, and Nolan Ryan. And in the four-game series, or seven-game series, best four out of seven, that pitching is going to dominate, and there's no doubt that Cincinnati's pitching. And they caught Oakland when they had injuries and were at their weakest. We had no excuse in 69. We were healthy, we were strong, we were well-rested. But pitching is going to dominate any short series. That is exactly what happened.
Well, I appreciate
at this point, the interview with Earl Weaver concluded.